Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 17th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading of the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatloshitpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, Enoch encounters a series of secrets. All of what appears in this final parable is a matter of secrecy being kept for many generations. Enoch endeavors to know these secrets, and he asks about the meaning of these mysteries. The explanation and information the Holy Watchers provide makes all of it even more secret than it was before they began telling it to him. What is the message of this last parable? Why does Enoch need to uncover its secret? The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Concerning the third parable, the saints and the elect, blessed are you, saints and the elect, for glorious is your lot. The saints shall exist in the light of the Lord, and the elect in the light of everlasting life, the days of whose life shall never terminate, nor shall the days of the saints be numbered. Those who seek for light and obtain righteousness with the Lord of spirits, the Almighty God. Peace be unto the saints who are with the Lord. From this time forward, the saints will seek in heaven the secrets of righteousness, and a greater portion of faith, hope, and love, while darkness passes in the presence of eternal truth, for the sun has arisen over all of it upon the earth. They shall exist in unextinguishable light, interminable. Nor shall they enter upon the enumeration of time. Darkness for them shall be previously destroyed, and their light shall increase in the Lord of spirits. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, the light of uprightness will increase forever and in eternal truth. In those days, the times foretold in these prophecies of Enoch, whose eyes beheld the secrets of lightning inside, untold splendors and judgment will belong to the saints. They will have light as a blessing to expose the curse, this being a clue about these parables. According to the will of the Holy Spirit, which judges all who dare enter here, to either be willing to accept the joy of this blessing, or accept the painful condemnation of a curse. They are in that place where light shone brightly. Enoch saw the secrets of thunder when it rattles above in heaven, and how its sound is heard on earth. The civilizations of the earth were also shown to him when he traveled to the world to see them with the watchers. The sound of thunder is for peace and for blessing, as well as a curse, according to the word of God. Afterwards, Enoch saw every secret of the splendors and of the lightnings that blessed the propagation on earth. In the 500th year of Enoch's life, on the 14th day of the 7th month, in these antediluvian revelations, Enoch saw that the heaven of heaven shook, and that it shook violently like never before, and that the powers of the Most High, and the angels, thousands of thousands, and myriads of myriads, were agitated greatly. When Enoch looked to heaven, he saw the Lord, the Ancient of Days sitting on his throne of glory, while angels and saints were standing around him. A great trembling came upon Enoch, and terror seized him. His legs became weak, and he was unable to stand. He lost self-control and fell upon his face to pray. Then Holy Michael, one of the holy ones whom God raised up among the saints, raised Enoch from his state of prostration. When Michael raised Enoch, his hopes returned, for he was incapable of enduring the vision of violence, its agitation, and the concussion of heaven and earth in a state of war. Then Holy Michael said to Enoch,
"Wherefore art thou disturbed at this vision? Hitherto has existed the day of mercy, and God has been merciful and long-suffering toward all who dwell upon the earth."
Being more relieved to hear Michael's holy reassurances, Enoch gave to him his countenance that he might say more.
"When the time shall come, then shall the power, the punishment, and the judgment day take place, which the Lord of Spirits has prepared for all, for those who prostrate themselves to his righteous judgment, for those atheists, Christians, Jews, and Muslims who abjure his judgment in vanity, and for all of those who have taken his name in vain. That day has been prepared for the elect, as a day of covenant with the righteous followers of eternal truth, and for sinners who deny those truths, as a day of inquisition.
God will know who has insulted him with faithless accusations of polytheism and blasphemous lies of immorality." Enoch further saw in his vision of this future time that there will be two beasts distributed to feed a female monster whose name is Leviathan, dwelling in the depths of the sea and above the spring of waters, and a male monster, whose name is Behemoth, which possesses, while sliding on its belly, the invisible darkness. God had given them the gift of judgment when once in the east of the Garden of Eden, they did together entice a woman to transgress. There they did receive a name from Enoch's ancestor, who was the first man, Adam, the first of all men, whom the Lord of Spirits made whole from the earth. Upon having this vision of some future 21st century event, Enoch asked another angel to show him the power of these beasts, how they became separated on the same day, one being in the depths of the sea and one in the dry desert slithering on its belly, lying and deceiving as they both devoured the innocent. And the angel of peace, who was with Enoch, said,
"You, son of man, are here desirous of understanding secret things."
After a moment, the angel said,
"These two monsters are God's will to be on earth when and where they are, because they will become the cause of destruction, that the punishment of God may not be in vain. Children will be slain with their mothers, and sons will be slain with their fathers, because these two monsters enabled these horrors by means of their yearning for blood and power. When the punishment of the Lord of Spirit occurs, it will afflict them and their offspring for eternity, and punishment for their blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not have been in vain. All among mankind will know their own individual fate. After their time and power on the earth over the innocent has passed, the joyousness and horror of Judgment Day will exist, with mercy for the righteous and long-suffering for the wicked."
Then Fanuel, the angel of repentance, forgiveness, and the hope for everlasting life, came to Enoch in a vision of light and truth. This angel was different from all of the others because he was God's chosen one, and he spoke to Enoch, saying,
"These are the first and last secrets in heaven above and in the depths of earth below it. In the farthest reaches of heaven, in the foundation of its majesty, and in the receptacle of the winds, spirits are divided, being balanced equally. Both springs of the winds being numbered in accordance with the force of their spirits, the powers of the moon's light are just, The stars have divisions and respective names. They are divided into their own groups, appearing as lightning flashes when any of them descend to Earth. These myriads like troops marching who obey, stopping only when there is a thunder, in continuance of their sounds. This lightning and thunder are not separated. They do not move with a single influence, and they are not separated from each other. When the lightning lightens the thunder sounds, and the spirit at a proper period pauses them, making an equal division between them. The power that holds them from falling from their places becomes loose as sand as they leave their receptacles. Many of them, each in their turn, in their proper season, break from the restraint of their bridles and turn from their positions by the power of the spirits, which thus propel them accordingly to the extent of the earth.
Well, this concludes episode 17 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. This episode presented subsegments 1 through 6 of part 2, canto 4, from the 4th edition. All of the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyatlosia Publishing YouTube channel. Enoch has determined that wisdom is something few men possess, but having wisdom enables perseverance. Knowing the truth is the meaning of the second parable, and knowing the true identity of the Chosen One, and that he was the Son of a Man, and the truths one must know for salvation. What else is there for a man to have in order to ascend to know Almighty God at the end of time for mankind? The answer is forthcoming. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.